The Hideous Creature Show.
If you just open this like I told you to, tie yourself down to whatever chair you're sitting in, because this email is going to be a rough fucking ride. For those of you that have your heads under rocks, which apparently is the majority of this chapter, we have been fucking up in terms of nighttime events and general social interactions with Sigma Nu. If you're reading this right now, saying to yourself, OMG, Becca, I've been having so much fun with my sisters this week. Then punch yourself in the face right now so that I don't have to fucking find you on campus and do it myself. You have 361 days out of the fucking year to talk to sisters, and this week is not. I fucking repeat, not. Fucking one of them. This week is about fostering relationships in the Greek community. And that's not fucking possible if you're gonna stand around, talk to each other, and not our matchup. Newsflash, you stupid fucking cocks! Frats don't like boring sororities. Oh, wait, double fucking newsflash. Sigma Nu is not gonna wanna hang out with us if we fucking suck! Which, by the way, in case you're an idiot and need it spelled out for you, we fucking suck so far. This also applies to you little shits that have talked openly about post-gaming at a different frat in front of Sigma Nu brothers. Are you people fucking retarded? That's not a rhetorical question. I literally want you to email me back telling me if you're mentally slow so I can make sure you don't go to any more nighttime events. If Sigma Nu said, yeah, we're gonna invite Zeta over, would you be happy? Would you?
City Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, aka the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. The date is Wednesday, April 24th, 2013, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Jenny.
And my name is Patrick.
And this is a Hideous Creature Show, episode number 177. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. Okay, fun story. Last summer, there was an ottoman that a previous roommate had left. And what we did is we went to the hippie store where they sell catnip in bulk. And we dumped it all over the ottoman and then set it near the on the sidewalk in front of the house. And then we got a six-pack and we sat around and drank beer and just watched what would happen. Well, exactly what you think would happen happened. A bunch of cats came over and they started checking out the ottoman.
Did they fight?
Eventually, the ottoman was claimed by one cat who laid on top of it, on top of all the catnip. There was on the top of the ottoman where the most of the catnip was, but we spread it out between, you know, the bottom of the ottoman, the top of the ottoman. We rubbed it all over it so the cats would just love it. And a cat, you know, every once in a while would just show up and start smelling it, start rubbing on it. And whatever cat was on top, the dictator cat, we'll call him, would either would smack the other cats like, get away, this is my ottoman. But eventually it got to the point where there was, you know, three or four cats checking out the ottoman at one time. And, of course, it was a power struggle to be on top of the ottoman, which we thought was hilarious. There wasn't horrible fights because the cats got stoned on the catnip.
Right, they were pretty laid back.
So we didn't even think ahead far enough, you know, if there would be a fight that would be bad. What we thought is like, let's get a cat stoned and laugh.
Right,
fucking stupid cat. Glug, glug, glug,
well,
glug,
it was
glug.
Nice of you too. Cats like catnip. That was a nice service that you provided for the neighborhood kittens.
Right,
and cats.
Well, although that was a fun event.
I remember that ottoman being out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was out there for a long time.
It seems like a feline thunderdome, but everyone's high. Can't move.
The ottoman's gone now, but I did find a human ottoman. We got a drop box for the basement to get rid of all the shit in the house that we didn't need. Well, it ends up that times are tough in Portland, evidently, that we weren't aware of. So we start throwing shit into the dumpster, the drop box. If anybody doesn't know, you can rent these things called drop boxes. They drop them off at your house. They're these giant garbage cans, and you throw stuff into them.
It's pretty big.
It was big. It was 30 yards.
Yeah.
And then they pick it up again. And
then they pick it up and just take your stuff away. So you don't have to do trips to the dump. Well, we start pulling shit out of the basement from past roommates that have left shit. And we start throwing in there. Everything, you know, that legally we can put in there. We can't put paint. We can't put, you know, light bulbs or anything like that. But we threw everything
else away. What's an example of some things that you threw in there?
We threw bags of old clothes that were sitting around. Old just rubbish that had just been sitting around forever. A bunch of bike frames and bike parts that were just, like, laying around.
Yeah.
Well, after the first day, we got it on Thursday. On Friday, people started showing up. Like, they drive by, they're like a shark, you know, checking out what's up. And then they'd come back, and they'd check it out. And then eventually they'd stop and ask if they could check out our garbage.
They asked. They didn't just dive.
Yeah, they asked. Huh. Well, the story comes later.
Okay.
So people come in and they jump in there and they start going through our shit and they start filling their car up with our garbage, our shit, not literally poo-poo, but they all of our stuff from the basement. So as we're filling the thing up, we could never get it full because people kept stopping and getting our stuff out of there, like bike frames and metal and anything that had any value to it at all, they would take it.
Is the Dropbox a flat fee or do you pay based on volume?
It's a flat fee unless you go over a certain amount of weight, which is perfect because we're like, wow, you know, we're not going to go overweight. But at one point, the tweakers started showing up. So we had our industrial.
They're like, I just imagine like the zombies, like they're moving kind of slow.
Right,
and
they
jerky.
Smell brains and they started walking towards it. So the tweakers start showing up and which we refer to as riffraff. They would come up and you could tell that there was something weird because they always worked in tweaker teams. And there was one particular tweaker team that came up, and it was a guy, skinny, smiling a lot, a lot of energy, and these two strange-looking women. One of them kind of had the body shape of an orange, and the other one had, like she was big and probably was a man at one time, we were thinking, but wasn't because she was pregnant, and she was wearing these pants, and every time she bend over, they weren't big enough to cover her ass, so they would fall over her ass and she'd have to pull them up. And she was smoking and drinking the entire time, and they were here going.
Are you sure she didn't just have a weird stomach?
Then she had a distended stomach. That's what I was thinking. I go, well, maybe she drinks a lot of beer.
Yeah, maybe she wasn't really pregnant. I mean, maybe she was.
I was thinking she wasn't pregnant, but everybody else told me that she was. And I kind of just was like, okay, fine, she's pregnant. But she had these hands that could, like, crush a rock. She had these huge muscular hands. And so she was dubbed Man Hands.
Mm-hmm. I used to have such big, strong hands. I just look at her as the rock giant and never understood.
I used to have delicate little hands until I started doing crack.
But so they were there. They were there for 2 hours going through our stuff, and they had this, I forgot what kind of car it was, like there's some sort of a like 90s Jeep, and they filled the fucking thing up.
Super
packed it to where the ladies, one of the manhands had to walk home.
Dang.
Manhands had to walk home. And,
you know they're going to just go home and, like, tweaker-power a magical robot out of all
no,
of this
No, they're
going to
tweaker-power into money for drugs. We're joking around because he would always go, now I got my beer money. Now I got my beer money.
That's
now
what
I
they would say?
Now I got my beer money. Yeah, and then they're there for 2 hours.
I've seen the drop boxes. I was over the other day. We're on the side of it, on one of the sides of it, there's like two doors. And then there's like ladders that go over. Were the doors just open and they going in, or were they up
we
on
opened,
the
no, we opened. We opened the doors, but some of the people did not go in the door. They just decided to climb up the ladders and get it. And then on one side of it, there was free stuff, and we had people walking by and taking it all. And eventually, the people from down the street, the meth heads,
the
came over to score our box of spray paint.
They're like, spray paint.
I think because they're going to huff it.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I kept waiting to go by and see the circle around their mouths.
Yeah. I'm like,
the Citizen Ruth look.
And this, yeah, is the Citizen
Ruth.
So
you
Ruth.
Helped out the entire neighborhood.
I think I helped out the entire drug community in the area.
Except your neighbors across the street. They're just like, oh, God, we can't let the kids out today.
Son of a bitch. But it was interesting. And then at nighttime, it would get pilfered. There would be stuff lying around. At one point, some hipster walked by and went through a bag of shirts shirts that had prints on them that were misprints that we were using for rags.
Yeah.
And he just went through every single one.
Fedora. Oh, these are going to match my fucking goddamn Pumas.
I just don't understand. I just like, what?
But you never know when they're going to find that score.
That thing.
One man's trash. Or, excuse me, well, I know, Brooklyn Zoo's trash is Tweaker Treasure. Tweaker Treasure!
But it
was
interesting.
That's going to be my next band name.
So we'd sit there and just watch the tweakers go through our stuff, and it was like the Ottoman with the catnip. And we're like, holy shit, this is more expensive, but man, it's even better.
Did you guys just sit out there with beers and just be like,
We worked all weekend, so we'd get tired and we'd take a beer break on the front porch and just watch. And watch Manhands.
It's the Tweaker Olympics.
Manhands had like a sexy outfit on. She had these these boots that went up to her almost up to her knees, and they were laced on leather, like had to be laced all the way up.
With like pants that didn't stay on?
With the pants that didn't stay on and some weird like a halter top thing.
What was the pants made out of? Like lycra?
Lycra. Yeah, they were really tight.
Ew.
She was oof, man. Oof. Boy, mom and dad are not very proud of Manhands. They're like, what's Manhands doing? Probably looking for drugs in a dumpster.
They're like, actually, we don't care. Hopefully she doesn't come around again.
Is Manhands coming for Thanksgiving?
Awesome. When I'm masturbating about Manhands later, what color were the pants? Did they have prints
on
them?
Was black.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
No skulls
like,
or anything?
We need Manhands to come to Thanksgiving. Who's going to open the cranberry sauce with her giant hands? She just crushes it.
Yeah.
Just like Popeye with the spinach.
God, we keep going through doorknobs. Bitch, quit it. So that's what we did for the weekend. It was pretty interesting. It was fun.
You watched the Tweaker Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. The new Ottoman. The new catnip Ottoman. All right, well, I have a beef to pick with spoiled children.
What do you mean?
I heard a kid talking to his mom about there's nothing to do. And I was with a friend of mine, and we were joking around like, fuck you, nothing to do. You're a kid. You have an imagination. You have no obligations. You can have fun however you want. And we were thinking about when we were kids. And my friend goes, my fucking dad gave me car keys. There you go. Play with that. Have fun with that. And I was like, you know what? I got car keys to play with, too. And I was thinking, fuck you, 2013 children. And then I started thinking about being bored. And I was like, we didn't get bored. You just went and played. You went and made your own shit up.
Right.
You guys feel the same way?
We played Dukes of Hazzard. We played... we played a lot of TV shows. We would do that. Like, we would play Donnie Marie show. We would play camping. We would take our Barbies and float them down the river.
I remember playing Romancing the Stone.
What?
Yeah, you had to fight. Like, you're like, I'm Jack. No, I'm Jack. And then you had, like, two Jacks, which is, like, alternate universe Romancing the Stone.
I remember we used to play Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll be Sean Cassidy.
Of course you were. Yeah.
And, so I'm thinking that, you know, kids nowadays have it so fucking easy. They're so inundated.
How many kids do you see that are like under the age of 12 that have their hands on like a fucking iPad?
Right. An electronic
something
device.
That like us as adults don't even have. And they're like taking it for granted that they have this awesome Kindle or whatever the hell they have.
Well,
all have their face stuck in an iPhone.
Well, I remember having to go see a movie multiple times in order to see it again.
again.
To memorize it.
And we would memorize it.
You'd memorize it.
That's fucking crazy because I didn't even think about that, but you're completely
right.
That's
what you would do.
You would reference it at school, and that would be the top.
And some kid would go, you got that wrong. It was wrong. And you'd see it again just so you'd be like, no, I got it right the first time.
And movies were so big time shit, like E.T. or something. Like, dude, you haven't seen E.T. yet? You got to go see it.
That $3 was like a big fucking deal, too.
Well, my parents would get like these movie packets in the summertime. They would buy these cheap movie packs, probably like $1 a movie or something. And there'd be like a 12 movie series and there'd be one each week or whatever for us to go to in the summer for my parents to be like, let's fucking go to the movies for 5 minutes. Get the fuck out of our face, you know? And there'd be like Bedknobs and Broomsticks
Chee Chee Bang Bang.
Yeah, Cat from Witch Mountain or whatever. Escape from Witch Mountain.
No, but it was the Cat from Outer Space.
The Cat from Outer Space.
And I totally know what you're talking about.
And the sequel, The Cat from Witch Mountain.
From now on, it's The Cat
it's
from,
Cat
Witch,
from
Mountain.
Witch Mountain.
I remember when I was a kid that I always got babysat because my parents worked. Or as a latchkey.
Right.
And so I would hang out with my friend Adrian, and his mom would get these movie passes that were basically, here is three movies back to back at a movie theater. And she'd drop us off, and then we'd sit and watch movies.
And eat candy.
All day long. I never had money for candy.
It's like 6 hours.
Yeah, it was like great. It was awesome. And we loved it. We completely loved it. And I'm just thinking that you fuckers nowadays don't know how good you got. I remember the first day that I had my hands on an iPhone. And I remember this was kind of before streaming or before I knew what streaming was. And or before streaming, you know, and finding videos and shit like that. I got my hands on it and it was Chef Rob gave me his iPhone to play with. And he's like, I downloaded Empire Strikes Back on it. And for some reason, I had to take the biggest shit of my life. And I went and took a shit and watched Empire Strikes Back. Not the entire film, of course.
Right.
Maybe, you know, 3/4 of it. But
I watched the credits outside of the bathroom.
So about an hour and 27 minutes you watched.
And I just remember thinking, if I had this as a kid, I'd be so happy. And then I'm walking around the other day and I hear kids bitching about it. And I'm like, fuck you.
Honestly,
you little shits.
I'm glad we didn't have that stuff.
I am too.
Growing up.
I have two children and they have an iPad or they have access to an iPad. And there's times they look at me and go, can we watch videos? And what they want to watch is like YouTube videos, like cats or fucking video. And I go, sometimes I go, no. And they're like, well, I'm bored. And I say, find something to do. They'll eventually, like, make up stories or play with each other. They'll be bored. They need to be bored.
But that's the first thing they want to do is it's instant gratification.
Right, and sometimes I go, yeah, sure, go ahead. I have to make dinner. I just need you to be quiet. But sometimes I go, no, you can't do that. And they're like, well, we're bored. And the people have, like, DVDs in their cars for long car rides. I'm like, no, you save that up. It's like, okay, you've been driving for 6 hours. You can watch fucking Finding Nemo, whatever. No, you sit there in a fucking car or read or think.
We used to do acronym on the license plate. And then what you do on a long car trip is you'd see a license plate. It was ERT. You're like, eat red turds.
Right.
And then and then you knew that those other people were on a long trip too. And every once in a while you'd see eat red turds again. You're like, yeah, we saw eat red turds again.
We played pediddles from like Delaware to Florida.
What
it's
the
like,
fuck is that?
That's when one headlight on a car is out. You say pediddle, like you call it.
That's a Popeye.
What?
Like if you see one car driving on the highway with one headlight, you yell pediddle. Whoever first gets it gets a score.
What the fuck is that?
That's what we did.
I've never heard pediddle.
I'm not making this up. There was one when
you
we
are
drove,
making this up.
Drove,
pinky swear. You're not making
pinky
this up.
Swear. I'm not.
I know when
this
we
up.
When we pause and we're not recording, Pat's gonna be like a totally made up.
I did
pediddle.
Not. Make
you
this
have
up.
To do push-ups.
Clarify it with Sherry. Clarify
okay, Sherry,
with Sherry.
Pediddle.
Okay, so from Delaware to Florida, I got 23 pediddles in that trip.
That's a high pediddle score.
I won. Actually, no, I think my brother got like 25.
I think that's probably pediddle's in the Guinness Book. I think
this was
it's
before
on Wikipedia.
My parents didn't want violence, so we hadn't learned about punch buggies yet. So they replaced
slug
it with
slug bug.
Slug bug.
What'd you call it? Punch buggy.
Punch buggy.
Fucking A.
Punch buggy yellow.
East Coast is so wackadoo.
I
slug
love this
bug.
Shit.
It rhymes.
Slug bug.
We
slug
put jimmies bug. On our ice cream cones and eat grinders and we play fucking pediddle
wait,
and fucking
slug
punch
bug?
Buggy.
I thought slug. Wait a minute.
slug bug is when you saw a Volkswagen, right?
Yeah, yeah. A Beetle. Same with punch buggy.
Punch buggy yellow. But you had to yell the color.
So dumb.
So if somebody said punch buggy.
Well, we did too, but it was slug bug. Because it rhymes, like it makes, it's logical. Slug buggy, bug blue.
Punch buggy is more blunt, it sounds better. Punch buggy.
Punch buggy sounds like a character out of a, like, the Apple Dumpling Gang would sound.
When you're listening to a metal band and you're hearing like sonic cocks coming into your ear, do you want to hear slug bug or do you want to hear punch buggy?
Punch buggy is what you play slug when bug. You're in Amish country and you actually see a fucking buggy. It's not a bug.
Oh my God, you guys are
so wrong. Jenny, here comes a punch buggy. Punchy
on the buggy.
Hey, guys.
Get your arm ready. There's a buggy coming up. I'm going to punch it.
Wind up your fist. It's a punch buggy.
Are you ready? Here it comes.
Looks like punch buggy. Okay, I can do this, so I can do that. Looks like that guy's driving through molasses. Yeah, he's a slug bug.
Slug bug's better.
No, it is.
Anyway,
stupid.
Toad's better.
It's better.
Slug bug is so dumb.
It's better.
Toad's better.
No, yeah, because Toad's wins.
So I kind of got pissed off at kids having it so good today. And then I thought about, you know, maybe I did have it good. And then I thought, no. We had three TV stations. ABC, NBC, and CBS, and then I guess OPB was around, and maybe a fifth channel
that floated.
The floater weird one that had the monkeys on it. And then I was thinking, wait a minute, I didn't have it that
That's
good.
So true, the weird one.
It's true, isn't it? Yeah, it's totally true. And then I thought the shows that I watched were shit. And then I thought about, of course, my favorite shows as a child, and those were. The Sid and Marty Krofft shows.
Oh, those were your favorite?
Well,
you got inundated. They were on all the fucking time.
I think maybe they're the only ones I remember. I mean, we're talking like me time, not, you know, watching it with the family, which was, you know, you'd be forced to watch A Little House on the Prairie.
I did too.
But I was thinking about like those horrible shows. And so I went and watched the intros to the shows. And I was like, holy shit, these are terrible.
They're all drug-fueled.
No, you are completely right. These are...
Sid and Marty Krofft were drug users.
No, these are the orgy of your fucking face of cocaine. This shit is crazy. So I went and I found a bunch of them, and we're going to play them.
Did you ever
listen to the intros to these shows.
Did you ever watch Mr. Show with David Cross and Bob Odenkirk?
Oh, yeah.
They did a spoof on Sid and Marty Krofft. Shows, and it was like all the characters were super high and all they wanted to do was order a pizza, but it was all of, they're like, we're terror, we don't know how to use the telephone.
Exactly.
Because like that's what the shows were. I mean, they might as well have been about taking acid,
right? And what I think is the similarity in all of these is that all of the intros to the shows have a narrative of what the show is about, like how it began.
All right, I'm ready.
And the first one...
I don't think I've seen these probably since I was...
The first one, of course, is the famous one, Land of the Lost, which I loved as a child.
I did, too.
I was scared to death of Sleaze Stacks.
Me, too.
Fucking hate those.
And I wanted to be friends with Shaka so bad.
Oh, that's Andy... Or what's his name? Ron Howard's brother.
It is!
Yeah. It's funny, I looked for his name.
I never, ever made that connection.
I looked for the name, Ron Howard.
Ron Howard is Opie.
What's his name?
Taylor?
No, it's a simple name, too, like Ron.
Evil Ron?
Goatee-wearing Ron?
He's a weird-looking dude. But when I was watching the trailer to Land of the Lost, or not the trailer, the intro to Land of the Lost, I kept waiting to see, and Ron Howard, or whatever Howard.
Fuck, what's his name?
We can find out.
Yeah,
It'll probably be in there. So here we go. And we're going to post these so you guys can watch them too, but listen.
God, I love Land of the Lost.
And
I
fuck you
it.
Kids that have all the technology and all the cool stuff you have
and
now.
All the cool shows that you can watch.
Yeah,
now.
And these special effects were special back then. I thought they were cool.
We don't have the Cartoon fucking Network.
Mm-mm.
Fuck that shit.
Special
There's
isn't,
cartoons 24 hours
Olympics
a day now
themselves.
For those little fucks. We had Cartoon Saturday. That's it.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition met the greatest earthquake ever known.
Yeah, look at that ship.
Muppet thing. Do you see Howard's name anywhere?
No, I didn't see any Howards.
But I remember, as you know, that this had a... This always was cool. Yeah, that was always cool to me when the T-Rex turned around. Also, another thing that fucked me up for my whole life, I think it fucked our society up, is that the T-Rex in Land of the Lost, the tail was always drooped down and nasty, you know, like dragging along the ground all the time, when in reality they weren't built like that. And so when Jurassic Park came out and the T-Rex was built different, I think we had the image of the T-Rex from Land of the Lost still in our head. So when the new Super T-Rex came out, we're like, holy shit, that thing's scary, instead of all laggy and puppety like that thing.
Ugh. Yeah, because that was just like somebody's like plastic dinosaur that they...
Ron Howard. God damn it.
No. Clint.
Clint Howard. Thank you.
That's what it is.
Good one. All right. The next one I have is this one I thought was super cool because, you know, it had chicks in it, and it was Electrica and Dinah Girl. And
I don't know that I ever watched this one.
At the time, I loved their car. I thought that, man, if I could get a car like that, I'd be so fucking set and it would be awesome. And then I watched it. And then, you know, realize that, oh, my God, I don't think I ride a moped around, and I wouldn't ride this thing around.
See what you mean? I like how they're like, in this episode, you will see some guy with an afro and this guy's black. Over here is another thing and here's the car.
No, completely. It's just like, they tell you exactly what the show's about.
They both write for magazines. Awesome. I'm like, oh, okay, I get the plot. I could come in blind in any episode and I would know what's happening.
You're like, wow, they must do that.
Here's the backstory. I already have it.
The other one I lived for, it was called Wonderbug.
I don't think I saw this one either. The only one
I'm a little bit older than you.
You are.
So I think I got these ones.
This probably, like, Land of the Lost was in syndication for years. Yeah,
because of the
quality.
That was on a Saturday mornings, like, right after the cartoons in the East Coast, right after the cartoons around, like, 12:30, like, when they run out of cartoons to tell.
It was, like, before Saved by the Bell was introduced, it was Land of the Lost
instead.
It was
just boom. And you're just like, you're kind of like, okay, I watched all this shit, and now I'm going to watch Land of the Lost before I go out and do chores.
It's fucked up that's the closest thing to paleontology we got, you know, today, till Jurassic Park came out. And you're like,
yeah,
whatever.
I learned everything from Chaka.
Puppets are dinosaurs. So this one's a Wonderbug. It's about this shitty, you'll know, because there's a narrative.
The song's
right.
going to tell you.
It's going to tell me what I need to know.
Sitting in a junkyard green.
Flies, by the way.
Wonderbug's kick ass. When
you
hear the
horn, help is on the way. He saw the string.
Seen Wonderbug.
Okay,
Wonderbug jogged my memory.
No, Wonderbug fucked me up because I thought every fucking Volkswagen had its own. That and the Disney movies, what, the Herbie?
Herbie.
That fucked me up because every time I'd see a Volkswagen, I'd stop and try to chat
with
it.
Don't you mean a punch buggy?
A punch. Jennifer? Beware, there's a punch buggy coming. I'm going to give you one.
I'm going to give you a
I'm
slug.
I'm going to give you a shot in the arm.
This part of the Hideous Creature Show has been edited for content. Please stand by.
All right. I don't know. I don't remember all the ones I gave you.
You gave me one more.
Okay. This one was the shit because they said the Pacific Northwest in the while they were describing what's going on, and I loved it.
You definitely these are definitely older than my time because I don't know this one either.
I didn't remember this one when I saw it. I'm like, I wish I did.
But again, if you guys want to watch the videos, we're gonna post them on YouTube, and we'll also. Facebook. We'll also post them at our website, Hideous Creature Show at squarespace.com.
They could probably play these on Adult Swim today and hipsters would watch them.
Oh, they fucking totally would. Like right after Xanadu?
Yeah.
This one was actually Wonderbug was my favorite. This one was my second favorite just because you wanted Bigfoot to be your friend. And they said Pacific Northwest. And I was like, I live in the Pacific Northwest.
I live there.
This one's called Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
I've never heard of this. Oh my God.
Out of the great Northwest comes the legendary Bigfoot, who 8 years ago saved a young child lost in the vast wilderness and raised that child until he grew up to be Wild Boy.
Oh my God.
Bigfoot's kicking the ass.
Throw that boulder. He's hanging out with a raccoon. Oh, there's his girlfriend. Show I've ever seen. Fuck Harry and the Hendersons. This is awesome. Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
Yeah, that was a shit.
I think I would have been in love with Wild Boy.
Every time we went camping as a kid, I was hunting for Bigfoot. I was just like, I will be your new Wild Boy.
Is that why you hate camping? Because you never found
Bigfoot? No, as a child, I liked it. As an adult, I realized how dumb it is.
You realize you have a comfy bed?
So, yeah, exactly. And I bought a house with all my stuff that I like in it. When I want to get that stuff, I want it close by. Fuck you kids today, and especially you fucking kids that get to watch Game of Thrones and all the good fucking shows
nine who watch Game of Thrones?
Oh, there's people that let their kids watch that
or
shit.
Or even South Park or like...
All that stuff that's awesome that is right now. You should have to watch this in order to appreciate
you
what
should
you
have to watch. There should be certain shows that only like 9 and under can watch, and they're Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
Bigfoot and fucking Wild Boy. Really? Really?
Well, think about
Bigfoot found a boy and he raised him
as his own.
And he became Wild
Bigfoot
Boy.
Bigfoot found an egg and hatched it, and Wild Boy came out and they became friends.
Watch him throw a boulder. Here's a girl with braids.
And he jumps like a million and he runs 50 miles an hour. Fuck you.
And even nowadays, like kids, the shows they can watch are like Doctor Who. Do you remember Doctor Who when you were a kid? It was shit. Like, it didn't have, like, it didn't look good. It, like, sets vibrated. Now kids go like, oh, they did. If you watch old Doctor Who episodes, like, when someone walked through a room, like, the walls would shake a little bit because they were built. Now it's, like, all outside and cool.
Well, there was a huge fascination during the 70s or 80s of Bigfoot. And I think that this variation of Bigfoot actually made it onto one of the more popular shows, The $6 Million Man, where the $6 Million Man and Bigfoot fought.
That happened?
Yeah, one of our sounders was the Bigfoot $6 Million Man fight.
I didn't know that.
Who won?
They just became friends and fought their common enemy.
Was Wild Boy there to help?
Wasn't there. I think he's the Robin of that crew right there.
I like how they're like 8 years ago he finds a child and he grew up, and so he's what, like at the most 16 years old, or maybe like at the most like 17, but now he's like this 33 year old out of work actor in
LA. He looked good to me.
Yeah. Him and Nakoma from what's that, I forgot the show with the bear, Gentle Ben. They hang out.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, fuck you assholes, you don't know how bad
you hate children.
I actually do. They have youth.
They should have to watch Bigfoot and Wild Boy and play Pong at least for a year of their lives.
Oh, right.
To be able to appreciate what, and then they'll be like, thank you for letting me have an hour of Kindle, Mother.
Or maybe they should have to do that to earn, like, for instance, if they play Pong for 8 hours, they get 16 hours of Angry Birds.
No, they should get like 2 minutes of Angry Birds.
Bastards. Anyway, you guys got it too good.
Their way up.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do a fake break, and we come back. We got some more stuff for you. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
Shit my pants. Right here? Shit my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants, too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
Back from fake break. I was grabbing a beer at the Plaid Pantry the other day, and I was walking back from my house to Plaid, and of course, on my route to my home is said meth house. Now, in front of me were two gentlemen. One, I'm assuming, was probably in his 50s. The other one was in his late to mid-20s. And one of them had a probably $3,000 bike on him that he was pushing. And it seemed like an awkward kind of situation. Like, well, these don't seem like the people that would have a expensive bicycle with them.
Like a Cannondale or some shit like that?
Yeah, it was a Cannondale.
They're expensive.
And it didn't have the normal brakes. It had disc brakes. And I'm going, huh, well, all right, well, the neighborhood's got some folk in it that are looking to sell certain products that they might actually find. I'm thinking, whatever. So I'm walking behind them, and they're slow walkers, and I tend to be like a, let's get the fuck home. And so I'm trying to pass them, but they have the bicycle in the middle of them, and the both of them are on each side, so I can't negotiate the sidewalk. But every once in a while they kind of speed up, and I'm like, oh well, you know, fuck it, I'm just gonna walk behind them. So every once in a while they're looking across their shoulder, and I'm thinking, fuck it, let's go, let's move. So we walk the however many blocks it is from the Plaid Pantry. Was it 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks where we make the turn into Brooklyn? And we turn into Brooklyn, and they stop. And they turn around and they look at me.
Because you're following
them. Because I'm fucking following them. They're having their fucking drug paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at me, and one says to the other one, huh, you think he's following us? And the other one looks at the other one, buenos dias, I'm not sure. And I'm going, whoa, shit, okay, wait a minute. And
How far are you away from them?
I'm probably maybe 2 feet. And I'm going, holy shit, they're talking about me to themselves without referring to me.
Like, hey, what's going on, dude? You following us?
And then the other guy goes, I don't think he's following us. And the other guy goes, he might live in the neighborhood. And I'm going,
you could just ask
No. I didn't. I just fucking parted the Red Sea. I walked past them. They talked about me as I just moved them.
You pulled a Moses.
I did. And I just walked past them, and I go, and then they talk to each other, not to me. Yep, he lives in the neighborhood. And I'm thinking to myself, like, of course, I'm like, show content.
And where were they going?
They went to the meth house.
The meth house.
Yeah. They probably don't even live in the neighborhood.
No, they don't. I've never seen them before.
Oh, there's such riffraff in this neighborhood, don't you
think
so,
Bonnie?
Well,
it's funny that they assume that there's a lot of people that live in this neighborhood.
Yeah, and like, why would I be following them?
A lot of people. Well, it's called a neighborhood.
It's just, what were they holding? Did they have like stuff on them? They thought I was falling. Well, fuck it. Who cares?
You look like a narc.
I totally look like. Well, I had my glasses on, and I had like one of those pen dispenser, like one of those pen holder, pocket protector. Thank you. And I was also, you know, had a little.
You were reading an encyclopedia.
A little G shield on my other breast.
So you look like
encyclopedia.
So you look like Serbica.
No, I look like me. I got my checkered Vans on.
An undercover cop trying to look like. a student.
I guess I kind of do. I kind of do, don't I? I got like a plaid shirt on, my jorts, and my Vans.
The book that says Intro to Trigonometry. Right. So
all narcs wear jorts.
Yeah. How? I bet they do.
They're not even jorts. They're cut off jeans. Like they're not jorts.
What do you think jorts are? Jean shorts?
No.
Jorts.
Jorts are jean shorts that like are made that way. When you have like when you take a pair of jeans,
they're cutoffs.
They're cutoffs.
Okay.
They're different. Jorts are complete. Jorts are come out of the factory like with stitches on the like above your knees. They come out as shorts.
I don't think that's right.
That is right.
So these are cutoffs.
Those are cutoffs.
Like I thought they were jorts.
No, you cut them
it's
off.
Funner
I can
to say
see
jorts.
Them.
I would love to see what our
sorry
two
to ruin your fucking party.
Our two junkie friends would have said. Although I am sure they're like, full of knowledge.
They probably talked about it after you left. You think those are jorts? You think that guy that was following us is wearing jorts?
He's got a nice ass. Do you think he's athletic?
I bet his ass isn't following us. Do you but think, it sure looks nice in those jorts.
Do you think he farts funny? No, it was weird to be talked about while I'm walking home, and I didn't even talk to them.
Did you get on the defensive for a second?
No,
like, okay,
no,
I'm gonna have
I did.
To fight.
I did one of these. I did the equivalent of the cattle mover on the front of a train. I went like this, I made an arrow out of my hands and just parted them. And made it evident that I am an alpha male.
Like you were a ship going through, like, the Arctic where you have, like, a plow cutting through the ice.
And as I walked by, I gave him the I can't believe it nod. Oh, Jesus. But I didn't say anything.
I know it's probably the tweakers that live live down the street. There's also a problem when I walk very fast when I walk. Like, I walked from my house to June's house today, and I walk
That's a long way.
But I had a break. I had a rest in the middle. But I walk.
Opium den.
But I'm walking. Can we not say that on the fucking air, please? Seriously, I have secrets I like to keep. I have 18 children instead of two that everyone thinks that. We'll erase that. But when you're walking on the sidewalk, you get the people that walk really, really slow.
The meanders.
And they meander to the left of the sidewalk and the right. They can't
serpentine.
They serpentine. They can't walk in a straight line. And at one point, I would think when I'm walking, I notice if somebody's behind me, like, 6 meters. But all of a sudden, I'll be walking to catch, like, I'm already catching up to them. But I'll be 3 feet away from them on their left, and they turn around and go like this. They go, like, I scared them. And I'm like, you didn't notice I was walking anyway? And then they look at me, and the look that they give me is like, you're going to rape me. That's the look they're giving me is, you're going to rape me. It's broad daylight.
That's because you look like a hobo.
Do I look like a hobo right now?
No, you're very clean shaven today.
Like, for the listeners, Patrick has shaved his face and cut his hair.
Like, I don't look like a hobo, but this happened to me today. It was a little Asian person, probably like 22, and she went, she didn't do the hard, because she's Asian, so she can't actually project breath, but she actually went,
Jesus.
And like, I was like, what? Like, I've been walking behind you for 2 blocks, and I feel like a stalker because you have a problem, because you can't walk in a straight line?
See, I always notice the ones that are freaked out about you getting close are the people shaped like a pomegranate. They're always like, holy shit, there's something around me. Fucking my appendage, you know, like their appendages don't really extend past their body, and I'm assuming that their peripheral is fucked up because of that.
I don't think anybody likes people, especially as a female. I don't think anybody likes when somebody's just walking behind them.
I don't like walking behind people. I feel
don't either.
Creepy.
So sometimes if that happens to me, like all, especially now in the days of like texting or having a phone, I'll actually stop and like step to the side like, and act like I'm doing something or act like I'm digging in my purse and let the person pass.
Like
if they're going to attack me, then they'll just attack me.
Social acting. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I do the one where I start coming up on somebody and I go, I make up a song so that they kind of know I'm there. Or I do the, when I'm shitting downstairs and I hear somebody come by, I do this one.
So they know you're in there in clear way?
Because I can hear them walking up with the anticipation to, you know, let go. And I would like to give them a warning so that I don't have to walk all the way to the bathroom.
Right.
But I do the same thing in public when I'm shitting. No. I do the same thing in public whenever I'm walking by somebody. I kind of go,
Yeah, like just let somebody know you're there and not startle them.
I think the thing that the three of us observe is this is what Canadians do when they drive, or in general. We, like, follow Canadian rules. They're very polite. We don't want to fuck your shit up. We're just letting you know where we are. I don't mean Quebec people because they're really kind of French and they're assholes. I mean people from Canada. And that's what you should do because it's really, I walk fast and I don't want to scare people.
I walk fast too.
I agree. Yeah, I do too.
The other thing that I'll do sometimes, in, especially when I used to work downtown, is if I feel like I'm about to get in some sort of awkward situation, I'll pretend to be on the telephone.
Oh, that's a classic.
I'll have entire conversations, especially downtown with the people that want you to sign their petition. I don't want to sign. I do love marijuana. Thank you. I don't want to sign your fucking petition.
I like
again.
To go, I'm on the phone with my lawyer. I'm facing a rape charge. And they leave me the fuck alone.
I like to be the social porcupine and just Tourette's it.
What do you mean?
Fucking fart. Fuck. Fuck. Jerk. Fuck. Piss on my ass. Piss. Piss on my ass.
Do you actually say, piss on my ass? What do you mean? I want to fucking cut your hat.
Oh. What were we going on about?
We were going off about the tweakers. You had to part them like the Red Sea.
Right. And it was.
But
it was,
we're saying that if those people would have been smart, they would have just.
No, but see, there's a certain quality to that personality where you realize that you can talk about somebody right in front of them and assume that they're not going to give a shit. And.
It's like in a sitcom when they're all at the same coffee shop and they're like, hey, Chandler, can I talk to you? And they walk 1 foot.
So we're in Friends now?
Yeah. Well, that's just what came to my mind. They walk 1 foot and they're like, I think Monica knows about us. And they're right next to them. Like, they can still hear you, but in sitcom world, they can't. Maybe because those tweakers were in sitcom world.
I have an embarrassing story.
Can you imagine a tweaker's friends?
I have an embarrassing story, and I don't think it's... This is very embarrassing for me.
Okay.
This has to do with the Tourette's thing where we're talking about people speaking around somebody and then assuming that the people around them are more involved with whatever they're fucking doing to be
that they don't hear you.
Unfortunately.
Go.
This is really embarrassing.
You're already in.
Okay, so I went out the other night because we were cleaning the basement out.
Were you drinking?
I was drinking.
Oh, shit.
I've been drinking all day. And a friend of mine had a date that he was going to go on, but there's going to be other people involved, so it was okay if we went. So we went, and it was me, two friends, and then it was this girl and her two friends. She had a female friend, she had a boyfriend, a guy friend. And the guy friend just started talking down to my buddy. And I was just sitting there just going, oh, this guy's a dick, whatever. And he just kept talking down. He kept talking down to my friend. And I'm going.
Like putting him down and just kind disrespectful.
Being condescending.
Being a pretentious dick
and being condescending. And at the same time, my friend could have reached over the table and just crushed this guy. And I just felt not humiliated for my friend. I just felt that this was. Is this like what happens with people that are, you know, like they were younger than us. And I was like, is this like what happens? Is there like nobody that slaps these people?
Why isn't, so this is a friend of the guy he's going on a date with. And why wouldn't he look at someone like, and go, shut the fuck up.
Well, why
like, you're being an asshole. Like, why don't friends right. ever keep themselves in check?
Well, yeah. And he didn't, he was just he was a complete asshole, complete pretentious dick and trying to outsmart my friend, which didn't pertain to anything. So blah, blah, blah. Fast forward to eventually us getting into it. Me and Dickhead after my friends left to go buy beers. And I just confront him. I'm like, why are you disrespecting somebody? I mean, it doesn't matter if you're Sigmund Freud or whatever, your brain might be huge. Why do you have to, instead of pretending that all the facts in your fucking life that you just like that you have in your head, you eventually had to accumulate. Not everybody's accumulated all that knowledge so fast. So don't fucking parade it around and make people feel bad about themselves. And I made it very prevalent. And then I punched him in the dick.
and I feel bad.
Why actually do you feel? I'm sorry. I didn't see that coming. I missed the part that you should actually feel bad, to be
honest. I just don't think that I'm 41. I don't need to punch people in the dick anymore.
Fine. You don't need to. What happened when you punch him in the dick? I'm just curious. And I think Jenny is too.
I think everything just froze.
And what did he do? Did you leave?
Everybody's a fucking pussy. Have you been punched?
Not in a really long time.
A bunch of people are never going to hit you back.
I also don't instigate it.
And then I don't instigate it. And again, I don't.
No, I think it's stupid.
Did I think it's lame. And I really am embarrassed.
Did he deserve it?
I think he deserved it, but I don't think that he. I could have outwitted him and outsmarted him, but I chose to punch him in the dick.
Yeah, and outwitting him and outsmarting him took probably a lot of energy, and he was just giving you some stupid bullshit. I think you did the right thing. I don't think you should feel bad. Jenny, how do you feel about this?
I don't know. You probably shouldn't have punched him in the dick, but it's pretty funny.
Jenny, you're wrong. You know what? If I was in a different universe right now, I'd cut you. I would, because Jenny, you're wrong.
But I also like that you made your point, which was absolutely great.
And all you were going to do is get into an argument with him.
I think that it's because you kind of did it on his level. You're like, listen, you were a dick. Here's the reasons why. And then I want to punch you in the dick.
And then we left.
Good. I don't think there's anything wrong. He was also younger than you. He was younger. He needs to be talking.
Well, I wanted to slap him, but I thought that would just bring attention to the room. So I went for the dick.
Well,
slapping a man in public is very disgraceful.
Yeah, it is.
It really
Unless
is.
Unless you have a white glove you can whip out. You can't really exactly. pull it off.
Good thing,
or,
sir.
Or if you can go, pistol set on.
Yeah.
Pistol set on.
Pistol set on.
Right.
You know what? You got rid... I love this.
I feel embarrassed.
No.
I'm glad that you told this story.
I'm glad that you punched him in the dick.
I wasn't going to tell it.
Oh, my God. Did you not
I
think...
Really, I honestly feel... I feel bad.
Actually, when you punch him in the dick... Did you actually at one point as you're walking home think, I'm going to use this for the show?
No. I feel embarrassed by it. I wasn't going to say anything.
God, I think you did the right thing.
I'm 40 fucking... I don't need to be punching people in the dick anymore.
No, you need
to. That's why I need to buy a trophy so I can have a girlfriend.
This is not...
I need to be taken out of these situations.
Punching people... Did you tell your friend who he was condescending to, did you tell him that you punched him in the dick?
I don't know if I told those guys or they saw it. It was fishy at the time. Okay. I don't remember, but...
I think it's really good. Let our listeners decide.
I just remember being really disgusted by somebody demeaning somebody.
Yeah. Right. And you took care of it. It's called neighborhood
41,
justice.
It doesn't matter. Do that anymore.
You took the problem, and this guy will not. Hopefully, next time he sees someone, because he was probably in love with the chick that your friend was going on a date with.
Wait, one sec. This is where it's kind of fucked up. I mean, if I would have wanted to make my statement, I would have slapped him in the face.
Slapping in the face or just punching in the cock?
Slapping in the face is way more. That I think that's worse.
It's worse for other people involved, but
it was just him and I.
But you did something very personal, which was take your fist and jam it into his goddamn cock, and that's like this is between you and I.
I don't even remember if I like
you're not.
I don't. I think I just kind of gave him a slap, punch, slap.
So you tweaked his. You tweaked his.
No,
fucking,
I hit him in the dick.
Okay.
Though.
I think that's very personal.
He didn't like it.
No.
I don't think that the ladies liked it either.
He didn't like it.
His two girlfriends didn't like it.
They weren't girlfriends. They were chicks he's been trying to fuck for the last 6 months.
Exactly.
And we'll have nothing to do with him.
They probably already know that he's a douche anyway.
So
hopefully he will learn from this mistake.
You know what? In retrospect, he deserved it. Unfortunately, I just don't want to be punching people in the dick anymore. It's like something I want to take out of my... bag of tricks.
From now on, June's wheelhouse will no longer include the fist to the cock.
It just seems like it seems such a lame thing to do.
No,
I mean,
there's a time and a place. It's like that bird song. Turn, turn, turn. No. Like you have
to
it.
Everything. Turn, turn, turn.
A time
so
for fists.
Actually,
upon
we're
his
not
going
to do a douchebag of the week this week. I am going to take the douchebag of the week.
I don't, Jenny, agree with that.
I know. Well, I'll play devil's advocate and I'll, like, I see where June is coming from. And I think that June realizes that he could have outsmarted the guy and whipped him with his words rather than with his
fist
in the dick.
No, I'm proud of you. I say this very sincerely.
But as June's friend, I think that it's kind of like
no. I you know what? There's a lot of people, especially the younger people, who are all they need to be like just
punched
kind
in
of
the dick.
You're right.
They need to be shooken up and going, this is not acceptable. We've talked about this on the show before. That is proaction through action. Hopefully, he will not be an
asshole.
I got
punched in the dick when I was young. I just think I don't think it's the right course to take, and I feel embarrassed by it.
Then you learn from your mistake and do not feel embarrassed. No,
I'm an idiot, dude. I'm going to punch somebody in the dick in like 4 weeks.
I've known you for fucking 4 years. You've never punched me, or 5 years. Almost 5 years. You've never punched me in the dick.
Yeah, but you didn't ask for it.
You've actually
June has tweaked my balls.
He's walked by and like taken his hand and like that like vibro like ultra slap and hit it and it's like, ah. But it was funny. It wasn't because I did something stupid.
Because he loves you.
No. Okay. I was just looking at this yes. article of like of single guys live shorter lives because they don't have women to fucking call them on their stupid shit. If I had a girl there, maybe I wouldn't have done stupid stuff. I'm sounding like I'm trying to talk myself out of it because I really am embarrassed by it. I feel like I had my days as a younger man, and those days should be fucking long gone. And for me to do this kind of shit is ridiculous.
But sometimes, sometimes the words don't come as quickly as you want. But I think you were right.
I was drunk though too.
Was he really?
Right. If you wouldn't have done it if you weren't.
I would have done it. I would have done it if I was sober,
and that would have been fine with me.
But being drunk would have been. Stupid.
And if you were sober,
I would have slapped his ass. Right. I wouldn't have punched him in the
dick.
Then
you should, like, he needed that. If he's disrespecting your friend and just being a douchebag.
He was being a douchebag.
Then I think you're fine. You told him.
Right. Well, fuck it. I don't know.
You're fine.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a hug when the show is over.
I just feel embarrassed now.
I'm happy that you're being so candid about it. And I can tell that you really are embarrassed.
Like,
you're being honest. It's not like this is a made up story
for the show
or some shit.
I'm actually very proud of you for doing that. Because I actually want to, like, that's something I always want to do is just look at someone and go, I'm not going to win with you because you're such an asshole. And just like, boom, and then leave. I don't want to do it a lot, but there's people I want to do it to. And I'm actually like a very friendly person around when I'm talking. If someone's like that, I'm like, why are you being such an asshole? You actually confronted them and then went, I'm not going to get anywhere. Fuck you. Cheers.
Right.
Cheers to June.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature show. Another ball slapper. Another ball puncher.
June is a big fat douchebag of this week. And you're not.
I think that guy's a douchebag.
He is a douchebag.
I sound like such, you know what? I sound like more of a pussy for feeling bad about it than for,
you know what? Listen to a Smiths record, you'll be absolved.
You don't sound like a pussy. You sound like a grown-up person.
Doesn't he actually sound like a man of action?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes dudes need to be punched, and I feel like punching them, but I don't think that's appropriate for me being 40 years old.
I really think
that that's fucking stupid. Because I'm going to punch the wrong dude, and I'm going to get, like, my teeth knocked out.
Then you will learn a lesson,
that lesson should have been learned.
Right, that he should have learned it at 29 instead of 40.
But I think actually this lesson, the other person who was needing to learn the lesson,
you're right. You know what?
Somebody needed to teach him a lesson.
I thought about it today. I was at Trader Joe's, and I thought, like, if this guy confronted me, I would have fucking knocked his ass out.
Good.
And I know I could do it.
You could.
All right. So we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature show. If you would like to contact us, just Google Hideous Creature show and we'll pop up everywhere.
We're on Facebook.
Yep. We're on the Facebook. Also, all the Sid and Marty Croft stuff we're going to post on not only Facebook, but we're going to post it on our website too.
Can I make a little bit note right here? Jenny asked me about 3 years ago and you asked me about 2 years ago. And I want to say our MySpace page is up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got our MySpace page. You know what, Patrick? You did an awesome job.
Thanks.
I love the Hello Kitty stuff.
It's really good.
All right, special thanks this week goes out to one Michael Kelly.
Thank you, Mike Kelly.
And a very, 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 very special thanks goes out to Mama Gina, who passed away a little bit ago. No.
That sucks.
I just want to say, Mama Gina, she was in the neighborhood. She was a bartender here, and she lived in the neighborhood as well. And she used to go to all the she used to do some of the puddle cutter stuff. And you are going to be sorely missed, Mama Gina. You were a wonderful, wonderful woman, and you will not be forgotten. I miss Mama Gina.
I have only had the pleasure of meeting her like 3 times, and she was just really rad.
Yeah, she
like
was a good girl.
You walk in, you deal with her. She like kind of felt like if she liked you, she liked you, and if she didn't like you, then she'd be like, put you. But she always kind of brought you in.
Yeah,
it always felt like you were kind of special.
I just like the non bullshit stuff. What was strange is like we'd see her at different bars, and we'd just go to the pubs that she was at because she was such a good bartender. She was a wonderful woman. And she became pretty close to a bunch of friends of mine and me as well. And Mama Gina, safe home. Safe home. Intro this week was Becca's email read by Michael Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put the whole thing up so you guys can
It's really, really genius, actually.
It was a sorority letter that was read and just went fucking cuckoo on the internet.
Yeah, it's an actual letter that some head sorority girl, whatever you called them, sent out to her underlings.
Becca!
But of course, Funny or Die took it and made it into this awesome, dramatic reading.
It's on Funny or Die.
Very, very funny.
And we'll post it up for you. Is the outro to the show? We don't know yet.
It's going to be something about punching cocks.
Thanks, asshole. All right, we're going to do another show in about 7 days. You're going to get a dick.
You're like Sully who landed that plane.
Shit. I want to punch you in the dick.
You can do it.
Might be Patrick's night.
We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Toodaloo.
Yeah.
all, you shouldn't be post-gaming out of the frats. I don't give a fuck if your boyfriend's in it. You don't go! You don't go! And you especially